10 o'clock, the singing boys arrived at the tranter's house, and preparations were made for the start. The older men and musicians wore thick coats with stiff, perpendicular collars, and coloured handkerchiefs wound round and round the neck, over all which they just showed their ears and noses, like people looking over a wall. The remainder, stalwart, ruddy men and boys, were dressed mainly in snow-white smock frocks, embroidered upon the shoulders and breasts in ornamental forms of hearts, diamonds, and zigzag. The cider mugs were emptied for the ninth time. The music books were arranged, the pieces finally decided upon.
A Merry Christmas, all. Better try over number 78 before we start, I suppose.
Number 78 was always a teaser, always. I can mind him ever since I was growing up a young boy cub. But he's a good tune and worth a mint of practice.
He is. Though I've been mad enough with that tune at times to season and tear an altar linnet. Ah, he's a splendid carol, there's no denying that.
The first line is well enough, but when you come to Man Should No More Die, you make a mess of it.
We'll have another go into him. Half an hour's hammering at him, we'll conquer the toughness of him. I'll warn it.